At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Today on the Unafraid Show, playoff expansion was supposed to be the thing that made college football greater, but they went and messed it up. We also got to talk about RG3, who gave Caleb Williams some terrible advice. And we are headed back to Arizona State to talk to their offensive coordinator, Marcus Arroyo. And the media would tell you that quarterbacks coming out of college are terrible in the NFL the last couple of classes. But we're going to tell you the truth about that here on the Unafraid Show. Make sure that you like, subscribe, get notifications, and most of all, share with a friend. It's time for the Unafraid Show. Why is the leadership of college football continuously trying to ruin college football? Because here we are again talking about college football playoff expansion. And I'm somebody who's always been of the opinion that four teams was not enough and that playoff expansion was necessary. Part of it is because I was a victim of the BCS formula back in 2001 when the math put Nebraska into the national championship against Miami over me and my Oregon Ducks. And at that point, that made me grateful for a playoff at all. But here we stand, expanding to 14 without ever even seeing a 12-team playoff unfold. And this is seemingly all to appease the Big Ten and the SEC, who are out here whining that they need guaranteed slots in the playoff and a larger playoff purse in order to participate. Nothing says I'm secure about my place as one of the two dominant college football conferences like needing a guarantee that 60% of the playoff will be made up of your two teams. Or what? You're not going to cash ESPN's broadcast rights check? All right. Okay, sure, pal. Which brings me to the six-year $7.8 billion contract extension that ensures that ESPN will remain the sole media rights holder of everything related to the college football playoff through the 2031-32 season. Let's not even get into the fact that not one single person that has complained about the negative impact NIL has supposedly had on the sport that they love has even come out against this administrative cash grab. Where are they at? Where are all the, oh, it's the players' fault people at? Come on. Let's just talk about the fact that the Big Ten and the SEC's appearance fees per team is now an uneven playing field with the other two major conferences, which is probably a big reason why Clemson and Florida State have amped up things to get out of the ACC and jump in bed with the other conferences. The deal shakes out like this. The Big Ten and the SEC schools appearing in the college football playoff will each be making more than $21 million, while the ACC schools that make up the college football playoff will get around $13 million, and the Big 12 schools, as well as Notre Dame, will get more than $12 million each. And all of those numbers are well above the $5.5 million that the schools in Power 5 conferences are currently being paid. And I get that yesterday's prices are not today's prices. But this still sends the message that two of the Power Five conferences are twice as important as the others. And there's no more Power Four. Let's not pretend, because there is a Power Two. And this structure is going to be what causes the ACC and Big 12 to destroy themselves, just like my beloved Pac-12 did. And what about the Group of Five? Because underdog stories are what drives and intrigues college sports. And because of the transfer portal, the likelihood of parity is increasing every single year. Now, the NCAA should know better than anybody how much underdogs matter, because it's literally one of the driving forces behind March Madness. But this negotiation put the G5 under the gun. Either take your one college football playoff spot and $1.8 million payout, which is only a $300,000 increase from their previous deal, or get left out while everybody else is at least 2.5 times more. Honestly, the Group of Five should have rejected this deal, formed their own playoff, and then sold the rights to Fox or CBS or whoever else they wanted to. I think the Big Ten and SEC just revealed how scared they are of the parity throughout this entire process, because they're doing everything that they can to artificially raise the floor and eliminate possibilities for a down year. Because look at what they did. They secured more guaranteed spots, more guaranteed money, and what did they have to give up in return? Not a damn thing. The SEC is still going to play just 8 conference games while still scheduling out-of-conference cupcake games against schools that aren't even allowed to take part in the same postseason tournament as them. But let's sit around and bicker about whether a free Land Cruiser or Charger lease for some quarterback in the Midwest is killing our sport. And let's keep whining about how players are so scared to compete that they'll hop in the portal if their spot isn't guaranteed. When people like me say we're raising a generation of kids that are scared to fail, this is the actual concrete example of what we mean. These players are just acting like the administrators they represent. Because at the end of the day, football is supposed to be a meritocracy, especially college football. And the expanded playoff, by definition, should be a victory for all fans of meritocracies. So tell me why it feels like this expanded playoff is giving us just the opposite. You guys, we are on with Marcus Arroyo, offensive coordinator for the Arizona State Sun Devils. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, appreciate you having me.
Okay, so when you first come to a new situation, new school, what's the evaluation process like in terms of figuring out how you're going to run your offense?
Well, I think it's pretty natural. Most stops over the course of time. I mean, it's no different than really when you're building a team. Yeah. I think, and you grow up long enough in this thing for, you know, you do it for 20 years, and you get around the right mentors, and you learn how to process rosters and evaluate. And I think when you're putting together the offense, it's not very different in that regard. You're trying to see what talent you have, see what talent you have to acquire, and then you're trying to find out what skill sets you've got. You know, and I think that's, you know, when you go through when you get hired in the recruiting process, you don't get to see your guys very much. You know, they're working out in tights and bikes, and you know, you're like, okay, that looks good if they're playing soccer. We're playing soccer, but you know, if you can see them move, and you've got some film. You can go back and look at some film. Obviously, with the first year here, there's not a lot of film of some of these guys, you know, with coaching what they did and putting it together early. So I think, you know, the infant stages of what we've done in the first month is really figure out what do we need as a roster and acquiring, and that's going out and hitting the road and recruiting it the right way. Yeah. I think we did a really nice job of being thorough and being direct with what we thought we needed, and then figuring out who we got and watching them move around. We've had a couple weeks here. We've seen guys compete on some of our team competition stuff. I've seen actually got to see guys go out there on the grass and kind of see what kind of internal fire we got, which is always fun. And then you get to see them move around and lift and go like that. So, you know, I think that there's some pieces here that I'm really excited about that we're here. Some pieces coming in that I think allow you to be explosive in the offense. You know, being able to play with tempo, being quarterback centric. You know, have some weapons on the outside, and kind of do what we do. You know, and I think that's the name of the game, is trying to be explosive and move the ball and score and have fun doing it.
So you played the position, mm-hmm. you have recruited the position, mm-hmm. and you dealt with a lot of quarterback dads. I am mm-hmm. a quarterback dad.
Yeah.
Give me some tips as a quarterback dad in 2024.
First of all, I'm smart enough to know you don't give dads any tips. I'm a dad now, but you don't give dads tips. Yeah, I think the things that's always fun about the dads of quarterbacks is just being able to be honest and be able to give them your honest assessment of kind of like how you do things and what you do, and to show you that, you know, that there's a rhyme and a reason to what you do. And I think that's really important in our room, and I think it's important in every room, but the quarterback room, telling you as the father and telling the son together, hey, here's why we do what we do, and painting a picture. And I think when you do that, when you're able to have a conversation with that in regards to why is your drop this way? Why is your progression this way? Why do we run this run into this look? Why do we check this? Why was the, you know, why are my eyes at the start in this progression? Who's the movement key? When you start really get into those nuts and bolts of it, I think you can have a greater conversation with some of the dads out there who tend to want to be a part of it. I think you can neutralize some of those conversations you're upfront and honest with them.
Yeah,
I had really humble beginnings. I didn't have a male figure in my life. I had mom was a butcher and a house cleaner, and she was a rock, dude. She was coming from that type of background. I don't have much background when it comes to a male figure that was there to kind of help, you know, mature that process. What I did have is I had then a bunch of coaches, like many young men, a bunch of coaches and teachers around you that you had to be able to pick up off of. And I think if there's anything I'd say that they did the best thing, that they did best for me, was that they were consistent. They were consistent, they were clear, they were devoid of ego. They gave Marcus his approach, and they gave so-and-so his approach. I think that was always a really good thing that I felt like the good ones I had around me. And what I try to do is that, you know, Doug's going to have his approach that I have for you, and I'm going to have a different approach for him too. I think that if there's anything I'd say about, you know, the ability to say, you know, being a quarterback's dad is just being able to have a plan for someone that's their plan. I think if you pick up and try to pick up and just do something rudimentarily and not apply it to that individual person, I think you might have a hard time, because they may not feel like there's ownership of them in it, you know.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now, you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home, where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Why did you decide to come to Arizona State? Because I would imagine that you had other opportunities. Why come here with a young head coach, Kenny Dillingham?
Yeah, I think the first thing comes to mind every time that we got on the phone with some of the other opportunities we had going on as a family was his authenticity. Mm-hmm. I think that we hit it off in that regard in a lot of ways. Our energy, how we saw the game. But I think the overarching theme every time I got on the phone with him was, you know, was the authenticity he had, the passion he had for this place. And I think that the young Coach Arroyo probably would have taken some other things and prioritized it different than the older Coach Arroyo now in regards to who you want to be in the foxhole with, where you want to be in the foxhole at, when you want to be in that foxhole. And I think that To be at a place like this with a guy like that, that's got the things that I know it takes to put a winning program together, as far as the external, internal factors that you need to build a program the right way. Kenny really sold me on him and his vision and his passion for this place. And I think if you do this long enough, you usually know where places can recruit, where places can have support, where they can have an upswell, what conference. I've been in this conference before. I know what this conference is made of. I know where I can recruit to here. I've been across the country, been in 9 states in 20 years. I mean, the range is from college to pro. So it's not so much what I'd, it more had to be who the people are inside the building.
Yeah.
And then, hey, tell me a little bit about what the support is to get it done. And I know that that's, that is the huge piece that now, you know, the older you get is the bloodline, the whole thing.
Yeah. When you walk into a situation, right, and you have a group of players there, how quickly as a coach are you able to point out, like, oh, that guy might go to the NFL, and or like he's got the tools and we need to mold him and coach him up, and if he gets coached up, now he's got a shot? How quickly is that talent evaluation in terms of that?
Yeah, I mean, the longer you do this and the more time you spend, and we all know how much time we spend as coaches doing this.
Yeah.
And the more you stare at how the league is going and how the trends are working and what the skills and what the critical traits are, the better you get at identifying them earlier. And I think that it's sometimes really easy to see and sometimes it's not. And I think there's times where maybe when you're young, you're like, oh, that's an NFL guy because he looks a certain way.
Yeah.
When in fact, there's a lot of NFL guys who aren't in the NFL that look a certain way.
Yes.
And there's a lot of guys in the NFL, you're like, that's an NFL player, really?
Yeah.
I think you learn why those guys are there. And I think that you're able to put a whole package together faster. So to answer your question, to go into a room is one thing. It's to go in a room, see them move, and then meet them. And then find out what they can do with the command of the game is really where you have to, like, that last piece, you got to see him play. You got to see.
So when did you know that Justin Herbert was a dude?
Early, real early. It was in the first few months we got there, but it wasn't solidified again until me and him spent a lot of time sitting down talking. Not throwing, not jumping, not dunking, him not pushing me around because he's so big.
Yeah, he's bigger than people think he is.
He is a monster, and he is fantastic.
I remember I talked to Farrell Brown, and his freshman year, because the kid came over from, I think, Eastern Washington or my.
Dakota Prukup was there Prukup. That freshman year when I left Oklahoma State, and then he just left.
I had talked to him when he was there. He said, our best quarterback is this
freshman
kid from Eugene. I was like, man, there's no way.
I had three offers.
Yes.
I had three offers.
Why do kids like that get missed?
There's a multitude of reasons. Number one, it could have been small town. It could have been lack of it could have been anything. But I think for Justin, it was a small town. Eugene's small, it's hard to get to if you're not going there.
For sure.
He got hurt his junior year, broke his leg his junior year, so there was only 1 year of him, you know. And I think, but guys like that, if you've got something there, if you've got something somewhere, and you know what you're looking for, a few guys did find it, and then obviously at the last minute he ended up there. But he was most identifiable for me when we sat down and we really started to get into the heart of, like, how he's wired.
Yeah.
Because that was elite. That was the game changer. Because he has he has the ability to process. He has a competitiveness about him, and he got. We had to retrain how the messaging of an introvert can still be a really positive, influential leader. And I think that's a really loud noise around a lot of guys. And I think that was the most powerful thing we were able to get done, was I told him, you don't need to be someone you're not. You need to just be a maximized version of yourself and you'd be fine. And because you're just you're told for so long, and he wasn't, it's all over the media, we all remember, he can't lead, he's too quiet, he's not a voice in the, well, that's not true. That's never been proven. Has nothing to do with volume or
Marcus
title.
Marcus was very similar to that too.
The list of people in the world who are leaders who are not loud and introverted and controlled is enormous.
Yeah.
I think it is proven as a false. But at that point's when we found out guys like that can really found out. I mean, me and Jeff met Jared Goff in his high school year, and it was like, this guy's got an it thing. When we met Nick Mullins in Mississippi with Monk, it was like, this kid's got some it to him. The list goes on of guys you meet, and you're like, oh, and we had Keenan Allen at Cal. I'm like, dude, this guy's got some, like, magic.
Yeah.
Marvin Jones. The Chris Carson, Justice Hill, Mason Rudolph, James Washington, Marcel Aitman. Like, you're like, all these guys are different, but they all have critical skills, traits, and some other, you know, DNA where you're like, okay, there's enough there to go. Okay, this could go really, really good for this guy.
Yeah. And before we get you out of here, can you – look in the camera and tell the recruits, the parents, Sun Devil Nation, why Arizona State, why they need to come to Arizona State, and why the fans need to come out and support and what they're going to see.
Yeah, I just think that there's an awesome time to be a Sun Devil. I mean, you got a brand new coach, you've got an amazing staff, you've got an amazing city and a conference that is fantastic. I've been it before. You've got an unrivaled roster right now that is on the uptick. The support and commitment from the group that's surrounding themselves around ASU football has been nothing but amazing. You have Tempe, Scottsdale, Arizona as a city that is just unrivaled in regards to, especially now, the Big 12 landscape. I mean, you're the destination. I just couldn't be more fired up about the people and the place and the timing to be here.
Yeah. You guys, he's Marcus Arroyo, offensive coordinator over at Arizona State. Excited to see what you're going to do with the offense and ring that scoreboard, man.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
All right, thanks.
Now we got to talk about RG3 saying that Caleb Williams should pull a Eli Manning power play and refuse to play for the Chicago Bears. I get that RG3 believes that he has Caleb Williams' best interest at heart, but Caleb Williams is already behind the eight ball trying to beat those diva allegations. He spent the entire draft evaluation process so far trying to justify painting his nails, crying after losses, following Lincoln Riley to LA instead of being loyal to the Oklahoma Sooners. And then there was the rumors about him wanting part ownership of the team that drafts him and his dad's comments about not wanting to play for certain franchises. Robert, I gotta be honest, this ain't helping Caleb at all. I'm on record saying that I draft Caleb Williams number one no matter what. And I had Matt Verderam on my show outlining the exact scenario of the Bears trading off Justin Fields in order to draft Caleb Williams. Now, this move isn't a surprise to me, and if you've consumed any of the Unafraid Show content, it shouldn't be a surprise to you either. But should Caleb Williams refuse to add his name to what has been one of the NFL's premier quarterback graveyards? Should he tell Chicago? No. Hell no. Absolutely not. What RG3 is saying, though, is that Caleb Williams should look at how the Bears turned Justin Fields from the 11th overall pick to a conditional day 3 pick in just 33 short months. And in a way, he is right. The Bears 100% did do that. But the devil is in the details. And that was former Bears general manager Ryan Pace, who in his 7 years at the helm put together the second lowest winning percentage of any GM in franchise history. We're in the Ryan Poles era now. And Poles, he might not have been able to do enough to build around Justin Fields in time for the franchise to be able to justify picking up his fifth-year option instead of resetting with Caleb Williams. But because of Poles, Williams is walking into a vastly different situation than Justin Fields did. DJ Moore and Keenan Allen combined for 2,600 yards receiving last year, and those are going to be his weapons starting day one. And probably most importantly, they added 4 offensive linemen with starting experience to help pair and develop with last year's number 10 overall pick, offensive tackle Darnell Wright. They added Pro Bowl running back DeAndre Swift and 7-year NFL veteran tight end Gerald Everett. They hired Shane Waldron to run the offense. This is the same man that had Seattle Seahawks offense playing shockingly well after they traded Russell Wilson. And this is the exact type of roster that would have let us see what Justin Fields was really capable of. And this is a better offensive roster than probably half the league right now. And Caleb Williams gets the keys to drive it on day one. But please don't put him in charge of it unless he's 100% ready, so you don't ruin the kid. Why the hell would Caleb Williams pass up on this opportunity? Because surely it's not out of respect for the brotherhood of quarterbacks. And it's definitely not out of self-preservation. Where the hell is he going to force a trade to? That would be a better opportunity than...
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Chicago right now. Could it be his hometown Commanders? And RG3 should know better than anybody that if we're basing things on the history of how a franchise treats its quarterbacks, you can't have Washington on the list. And how about the team that has the number three overall pick, the New England Patriots? Because they haven't had a 1,000-yard receiver in the last 4 years. And do we think that Juju Smith-Schuster is breaking that streak in 2024? No. And maybe RG3 wants Caleb to really go full Eli Manning and force his way to the New York Giants. The same New York Giants that Saquon Barkley just left because his last four seasons combined, he averaged less than 4 yards a carry. Caleb Williams, he's going to be able to make up for some bad blocking with his feet, but he's not Michael Vick. He's not Lamar Jackson. And he's going to get run through by Michael Parsons and some other cats in the NFC East with that Giants offensive line. So the way I see it, Caleb Williams' choices are basically to accept the challenge that comes with being the number one overall pick, the money, the prestige, and everything else, and trust that the Chicago Bears and Ryan Poles have his best interest in mind. Or he can try to force his way to Minnesota so he can play in a dome and throw to Justin Jefferson, but it might actually take Minnesota giving up half of its 10,000 lakes to make that work. And do we really think that they'd be willing to do that when they didn't even want to match the years and the money Kirk Cousins got from Atlanta? The best thing for Caleb Williams to do would be to embrace being number one, to be humbled by the efforts Ryan Poles has gone through in order to help him succeed right away, and go out and smash Jay Cutler's franchise passing records before signing his record-breaking second contract. Let that sink in. We've already talked about Caleb Williams. Now it's time to talk about the rest of the field, because Caleb is probably going to have to be the day one starter for Chicago, even though he should not be pressed into that role. No offense to Brett Rypien or Tyson Bagent, but let's be real here. If one of those two dudes starts a game for Chicago in 2024, something has gone wrong in Chicago's plan. But Caleb Williams needs to be the exception to the rule, and nothing has been made more evident than the last 3 years of watching 90% of these young quarterbacks get thrown to the wolves before they were actually ready. And since the rookie wage scale went in place in 2011, these first-round quarterback contracts are much more disposable than they used to be. When we talk about affordability, why doesn't anybody seem to realize that these rookie deals mean that you can actually afford to be more patient than you used to be? because the number one metric of whether a quarterback will find success in the NFL is readiness. You wouldn't take food out of the oven early and be surprised when you end up in the fetal position on the floor in the bathroom that night, right? Because of undercooked food. No. So why is anybody surprised when Justin Fields, Mac Jones, Desmond Ridder, Sam Howell are all on their second teams already? For every CJ Stroud, there's a Bryce Young year one, because CJ Stroud was physically ready for the NFL, and he had a quarterback room where Davis Mills and Case Keenum had started 89 games going into the 2023 season. Stroud's offensive line, despite dealing with a lot of injuries throughout last year, is one of the more talented lines in the NFL. Then when you look at his weapons are nice as well, and their defense was in a much better place with D'Amico Ryans at the helm than we had previously seen. Meanwhile, over in Carolina, you have Bryce Young, who was named the day one starter of a team that had a 22-year-old left tackle and Adam Thielen as their number one receiving option. And he wouldn't be above a number three on any other good team in the NFL. There was no good reason that Andy Dalton shouldn't have been in there taking the lumps for Bryce Young early in the season while their owner David Tepper figured out whether he made the right hire with Frank Reich. Instead, Carolina blew up the coaching staff and the front office and put Bryce Young in a position just like Justin Fields, where he's playing for guys that didn't even draft him. If you go down the list of successful NFL quarterbacks, almost all of them had one of two things in common. They either had an adjustment period or they had a front office with a strong enough stomach to wait out the ugly duckling years. Look at Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, Jordan Love, Lamar Jackson, Kirk Cousins, and even Brock Purdy. None of these guys had to come in and carry the team on day one, and some of them sat for years. And then you have guys like Josh Allen and Justin Herbert, where their organizational attitude was basically, anything is better than what we've done before this, so let's ride out the growing pains. But in order to make that work, everyone in an organization needs to be rowing the boat in the same direction. And that's hard to do when self-preservation instincts are taking over in the building. Maybe some of these coaches need to take a lesson from Mike Tomlin, who said it best on the Pivot podcast, don't be afraid of coaching and development.
I love coaches that resist the responsibility of coaches, that talk negatively about a dude that can't learn and blah, blah. Man, if everybody could learn, we need less coaches.
Yeah, that's real.
Right? If the group didn't need management, then we wouldn't make as much.
Yep.
I love reading draft evals and somebody's talking about anything other than pedigree, talking about how poor somebody's hand usage is. Well, that's coaching. Mm. I don't run away from coaching. I run to coaching.
Love it.
It all is in line with that not seeking comfort. Because when you're a coach that's talking about somebody can't learn, you're seeking comfort because your teaching is struggling.
Yeah.
I know what some of you are saying. George, didn't the Steelers just give up on developing Kenny Pickett? Not really. The Steelers were in a playoff chase. Kenny Pickett was injured. And when it came time for him to return, and I know Pickett denied this, but he refused to dress as a backup. Now it's being reported that he didn't even want to compete with Russell Wilson, so they traded the dude to Philadelphia, where now he ain't competing with nobody. And if Mike Tomlin was afraid of coaching somebody up, why would he agree to bring in both the Broncos and the Bears cast-off quarterbacks? But back to this year's crop of quarterbacks. If you're Drake May, Jaden Daniels, Bo Nix, J.J. McCarthy, or even Michael Penix Jr., the chances are that you're going to go to a team that is going to expect you to make an impact sooner rather than later. And you can't control where you end up, nor can you control what the quarterback room looks like when you arrive. Your best hope, though, is for a front office that understands that your success depends on them as much as it depends on you. Will the Patriots be brave enough to let Jacoby Brissett take the wheel for as long as it takes for somebody like Jaden Daniels or Drake May to acclimate despite the outcry of the media and their own fans to put him in the game? Can the Washington Commanders be patient despite a move like hiring Cliff Kingsbury to run the offense, indicating that they want things to pop off in year one? Look at the Minnesota Vikings. Will they give Sam Darnold a chance, or will he be this year's Andy Dalton, brought in to back up a rookie that gets thrown into the deep end day one, just like he did? And after the last few years, can any quarterback be willing to trust Sean Payton and the Denver Broncos? I don't know about that, because bad organizations stay bad for a reason, even if they draft good quarterbacks. But best of luck to this year's crop of quarterbacks, and may the odds forever be in your favor. And that's the Unafraid Show. Make sure that you like, subscribe, get notifications, and most importantly, share, so we can keep bringing you dope content. Peace out. Catch you guys next week.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.